Beloved Darlington greengrocer Robin Blair is set to be laid to rest. The funeral of the 81-year-old, dubbed Darlington Market's true shining star, will be held in St Andrew's Church in Horton. Robin, who died on the 6th of July following a short illness, had been a familiar face at the market for more than 70 years and was the last traditional stallholder in the town. A beloved husband to Alwyn, devoted dad to Alison and son-in-law Andrew, dearly loved granddad to Jamie, Louise and Joanne, and a much-loved great-grandpa to Jessica, Robin passed peacefully at home with his family by his side. The funeral cortege will pause at the market hall at around 11 a.m. before the service. This will be followed by a private cremation with friends asked to meet in the church. Donations in lieu of flowers for St. Teresa's Hospice may be given at the service or sent to Seton Lang Funeral Directors, 59A Bondgate, Darlington, DL3 7JR. Robin, who continued the incredible legacy of his 150-year-old family business for decades, has been described as one of the most gentle and friendly faces to grace our town. Launched just 12 years after Darlington Market first opened in 1863, the long-standing stall has weathered two world wars, several economic downturns and a global pandemic. Robin started helping out there at the age of just 5, and by the time he was 15, he had left school to become more involved in the family business. He eventually took over from his father and continued to stand where his grandfather, J.J. Blair, had first stood in 1875, for decades. Hundreds of tributes flooded in following his passing last month, with Robin being described as a gentleman and the backbone of the indoor market. Darlington MP Lola McAvoy said Robin was a Darlington institution and would be sorely missed. Darlington Borough Council Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Economy, Chris McEwen, said Robin was an absolute legend, adding, "I never say irreplaceable, but he was irreplaceable. He and his family have a long history within the market and in the town." Former Darlington MP Peter Gibson added, "We have lost one of the great traders of our town."
Rapid progress has been made on Darlington's new Treasury Hub, with the site on track to be completed by 2028. Work is well underway on the government's new five-storey Brunswick Street office on the former car park next to the Darlington East End Club. Once open, it will become the permanent home of the Darlington Economic Campus, DEC, and house more than 1,600 civil servants from across a range of government departments. The structure has recently taken shape in the Darlington skyline, with foundations complete, more than 305 piles installed, and structural steel frames now being erected. And this week it was confirmed that new Chancellor John Healey is strongly committed to the site and has plans to visit very soon. It comes amid calls for new Prime Minister Andy Burnham to buy into Darlington's Treasury Hub after launching No. 10 North in Manchester, especially in the wake of former Chancellor Rachel Reeves spending just 2 days there last year. The Treasury said this week that it is only right that policymakers are based in the North East, and that its success underlines the commitment to bring decision-making closer to communities. Construction is well underway at the site since ground was broken by Ms. Reeves in January, with roofing works due to start in October. The precast facade is then expected to take shape in November, with the hub estimated to be finished and open by the first quarter of 2028. The DEC, which was launched by the Conservative Party in 2021, is currently home to about 1,925 civil service roles across 10 major government departments. On Monday, Tees Valley Mayor Ben Houchen was given a tour around the site by contractor Keir, saying it was fantastic to see the site taking shape. He said, "Bringing the Treasury to Darlington 5 years ago proved our region could successfully host major national institutions, and it has shown we have led the way in establishing government departments outside of London. More than 1,000 civil servants are already based here, and this new campus will build on that success by bringing together 9 government departments in one purpose-built facility."
Thousands of pounds of illegal cigarettes have been seized and 3 shops have been shut down in a trading standards crackdown. The operation targeted illegal tobacco sales at multiple shops across Darlington during a day of action. Led by trading standards officers and supported by the Regional Organised Crime Unit, Department of Work and Pensions, the Fair Worker Agency and Detection Dogs, the operation focused on businesses believed to be involved in the illegal tobacco trade. Just under £3,000 worth of illegal cigarettes and hand-rolling tobacco were seized from an unlocked vehicle linked to Vape City on Bondgate, while more than £5,000 of illegal products were found at Cherry Berry on Parkgate. 3 shops, Red Market on Neasham Road, Romanian Shop on North Road and Vape City on Bondgate, were issued with closure notices and taken to Peterlee Magistrates Court. The court heard evidence of ongoing alleged criminal activity at the shops and granted 3-month closure orders. The premises must remain shut until midnight on October the 29th, though trading standards may apply for an extension. Councillor Jim Gardner, Cabinet Member for Stronger Communities for Darlington Borough Council, said, "Residents should not have to tolerate the antisocial behaviour and criminality linked with the illegal tobacco trade, and days of action like this provide us with vital opportunities to gather intelligence, carry out targeted enforcement and take further legal action against sellers who show a blatant disregard for the law. We take the illegal sale of cigarettes, vapes and other tobacco products very seriously and are committed to taking positive and hard-hitting action on businesses which pose a risk to the health and well-being of our communities, particularly those which attempt to exploit or sell harmful products to children, and which undermine local, honest businesses. We will continue to monitor problem traders, but community cooperation is crucial to ongoing operations."
A Darlington musician is hoping to be the UK's next Eurovision candidate. Lee Dwayne, originally from Northallerton, has put himself forward to be the next UK candidate for Eurovision 2027. And despite the UK's rocky track record at the contest, he isn't put off. The 35-year-old says he has nominated a song, the strongest he's written, and is now waiting to hear whether he will be heading to Bulgaria next May. "There is a lot of secrecy at the moment, and to be honest, I'm loving the mystery," he said. "I'm not the one representing, but I am an option, and that is phenomenal. There are some amazing musicians here in the Northeast, so I thought I'd have a go myself. It's all a bit of fun." Eurovision puts you through programmes to help candidates cope with the pressure. They know how it can affect certain people, but I'm not put off. Lee can't discuss details of the song he has put forward, but fancies his chances at being chosen. He added, "It's a brilliant opportunity, and I couldn't think of a stronger song I've written. There is an agreement to not present my song in any way, whether it be on social media, online or live. Let's see what the future brings, and I hope I can continue to bring smiles to people's faces. Nothing might come of this, understandably, but everything has a start." Lee credits his dad, a huge fan of music, for giving him the bug. His earliest musical memories include listening to the 1988 Best Of album of Merseyside-founded electronic band Orchestral Maneuvers, In the Dark, in his dad's car on cassette. His interest grew from there, and he wrote his first song in 2010 using a children's keyboard. Lee's first official release was The Beginning, a demo collaboration of 9 songs in 2023. It displayed how I have changed and progressed throughout my ideas and experience. He later released singles, Trying to Catch Your Eye and Slow Down in 2024, and a charity CD in aid of the Alzheimer's Society charity, before taking a break from music. He returned in 2025 and released an album, Sic Parvis Magna, earlier this year, which roughly translates as Greatness from Small Beginnings.
A church in a village near Darlington has reopened its doors after a 2-year refurbishment. Tucked away in the village of Piercebridge, St Mary's Church was formally rededicated during a service led by the Bishop of Durham, the Right Reverend Rick Simpson. The church, now a festival church, will offer a modern community space alongside 6 services a year. A spokesperson said, "It was a fabulous afternoon of celebration when the Right Reverend Rick Simpson, Bishop of Durham, led a service of rededication for St Mary's Piercebridge after being closed for 2 years for refurbishment. The church was at full capacity. It will host seasonal services and community gatherings, along with weddings, baptisms and funerals." The spokesperson said the new church space is available for hire and includes an equipped kitchen and an accessible toilet. The refurbishment was supported by donors, grant givers and community sponsorship, including contributions for new chairs.
New affordable homes will be marketed to Darlington residents most in need of housing, a developer has confirmed. Affordable homes for social rent will form the majority of the first phase of Birtree Garden Village after funding was secured for the scheme on the outskirts of Darlington. Developer Helen's Residential received grant funding from Homes England through the Social and Affordable Homes Programme to deliver 122 affordable properties, with about 60% available for social rent and the remaining 40% offered through a rent-to-buy scheme. The company said it will work with Darlington Borough Council during construction to identify people most in need of housing and consider where homes could be adapted to meet specific accessibility requirements, including lower-level kitchens and accessible bathrooms in bungalows. The development will include 5 apartments, 11 bungalows and 106 houses, ranging from 1 to 4 bedrooms. The first homes are expected to be completed from May 2027, with the initial phase due to finish in early 2029. Helen's Residential said the funding would allow it to deliver affordable homes beyond the number required through the planning system. Darlington Borough Council's Cabinet Member for Economy, Chris McEwen, said, "This funding marks another important step in work to deliver the social housing Darlington urgently needs." Helen's Residential has shown real commitment to Birtree Garden Village and to ensuring that affordable homes are part of its progress from the outset, and I'm pleased the Council has been able to support that work. The Birtree development in Faverdale will ultimately see 2,000 new homes built over 20 years. A new school, community centre, pub and health facilities are also proposed. It will be built on old farmland near Birtree Lane, Faverdale Industrial Estate and the A68. Kate Helens, Managing Director of Helens Residential, said, "This funding is an important step in bringing forward affordable homes at Birtree Garden Village, early in the life of the new community.
A funeral director has called for urgent regulation of the industry after a disgraced undertaker was jailed for 20 years for hoarding bodies and giving grieving families the wrong ashes. David Knowles, who runs David Knowles Funeral Service in Eaglescliffe, said the crimes committed by former Legacy Independent Funeral Directors owner Robert Bush represented one of the most devastating breaches of trust ever seen within the funeral profession. Bush, 48, was sentenced at Hull Crown Court on Friday, July the 31st, after admitting 67 offences committed over almost 12 years. His crimes included preventing lawful and decent burials, giving families false or incorrect ashes, selling fraudulent funeral plans, and stealing donations intended for charities. The court heard that 31 bodies which should have been cremated months earlier were discovered at Legacy's premises in Hull in March 2024. The police also identified 57 families who had been given the wrong ashes or no ashes. At the same time, a large quantity of unlabelled remains meant that many other customers could never be certain that they had received the ashes of their loved ones. Mr. Knowles, who has almost 30 years' experience caring for bereaved families, said the case must become a catalyst for meaningful change and warned that it is currently harder to open a food truck than a funeral home because there are no formal barriers to entering the profession. He also offered his condolences to those affected and praised the more than 200 victims whose statements were read during the sentencing hearing. He said, "The bravery shown by the families involved has been remarkable."
An investigation is underway after an Amazon drone crashed in a Darlington garden while out on deliveries. Fire crews and Amazon workers were called to Beaumont Hill, and the drone was taken away after the crash at around 10:30 a.m. An Air Accidents Investigation Branch, AAIB, probe has been launched. John Peacock was tending to his garden when the Prime Air drone crashed outside his neighbour's home, two doors down. Mr. Peacock said, "It was this almighty noise. The propellers were still going after it landed, so it was a continuous noise. I thought there was construction work going on because of how it sounded." He told how he was called over by another neighbour to look at the drone and its motors continued spinning, leaving scratch marks on the ground. An Amazon spokesperson said, "While our investigation is ongoing, our initial assessment is that an object extending above the roof of a moving vehicle inadvertently came into contact with a Prime Air drone during delivery. Following the contact, the drone responded as designed and came safely to the ground. We're continuing to investigate and are working closely with the relevant regulatory authorities." The online retailer began delivering to homes and a 7.5-mile radius of its Darlington Symmetry Park site in May. A spokesperson for the Air Accidents Investigation Branch said, "An accident involving a drone that was delivering a package in Darlington was reported to the AAIB on Wednesday morning. An investigation has been launched and we have begun making inquiries." A spokesperson from County Durham and Darlington Fire and Rescue Service said, "We received a call at 10:55 a.m. on Wednesday to report that a drone had crashed in a garden in Darlington's Beaumont Hill. One crew attended and liaised with the Civil Aviation Authority before leaving the scene before midday. This incident comes only weeks after an Amazon drone mistakenly dropped a parcel into a Darlington granddad's garden."
A weekly car boot sale will open at Darlington Arena, giving bargain hunters a place to uncover hidden treasures and great deals. The 2026 Darlington Arena car boot sale will hold its grand opening on Sunday, August 16th, and will run every Sunday at the Neasham Road venue. Sellers can arrive to set up between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. ahead of an early bird slot for shoppers running from 10 a.m. to noon at a cost of £3 per person. The general public entry will be from noon onwards priced at £1 per person. All stalls are priced at £10 with unlimited space, no extra charge for trailers and no restriction on vehicle size. While the site is dog-friendly, has indoor toilets and offers a hard-standing surface for stallholders and visitors. Organisers are promising bargains galore, vintage finds and antiques among the items on offer at the new weekly market. Darlington Arena has previously held car boot sales, with plans last year approved by the council. Earlier events, known as the Big Darlington Car Boot Sale, continued into 2026 before organisers relaunched it